This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. A slight increase in Missouri youth covered by health insurance has been attributed to growth in government insurance programs. That's according to a study paid for by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Researchers from the University of Minnesota's School of Public Health analyzed government census data and found that the number of Missouri children living in low-income households jumped by 72,000 from 2008 to 2010, the latest numbers available. The study found that 29% of young people in Missouri had public health insurance in 2010. That's up 3% from 2008. The number with private insurance dropped 1.5 points to 64% in 2010. Nationally, 31% of children had public insurance and 60% private insurance in 2010. The Missouri House leader, Tim Jones, says Governor Jay Nixon is, quote, playing politics with businesses and local governments. Nixon has been highlighting the retroactive taxes that more than 120,000 people would owe if lawmakers override one of his vetoes. Jones says lawmakers have not decided if they will try to override Nixon's veto of a bill allowing communities to resume levying taxes on vehicle purchases. Legislators passed the bill after the Missouri Supreme Court struck down the authority of local governments to tax vehicles bought out of state or from individuals unless the communities had adopted a, quote, use tax. Jones says Missouri car dealerships are losing business and local governments are losing revenues. Supporters of Planned Parenthood have delivered petitions with 40,000 signatures to the office of Representative Todd Akin, expressing anger and outrage over comments he made about rape. About a dozen advocates and supporters of Planned Parenthood gathered at Akin's district congressional office in suburban St. Louis today to deliver the petitions. Akin aide Steve Taylor collected them and invited five of the protesters in for a face-to-face meeting. Akin, the Republican nominee in the Senate race, has been at the center of criticism since an August 19th TV interview in which he said that in cases of what he called, quote, legitimate rape, a woman's body is able to prevent pregnancy. He has since apologized many times for the word legitimate and said his facts about preventing conception were wrong. Meanwhile, Akin's opponent, Senator Claire McCaskill, is highlighting her efforts to root out waste in wartime contracting with the aid of Virginia Senator Jim Webb. The two Democratic senators are campaigning in Independence and St. Joseph today. McCaskill is chairwoman of the Senate's Contracting Oversight Subcommittee. She and Webb also sponsored a measure that created an independent commission to review defense contracts. That panel released a report last year estimating that between $31 billion and $60 billion had been lost to waste and fraud in Iraq and Afghanistan over the past decade because of lax oversight of contractors, poor planning, and corruption. McCaskill spoke to reporters today by phone.
I understand, serving on the Armed Services Committee, that there is money that we can save in the defense budget without harming the strength or the superiority of our military.
For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.